coming soon to own on video and DVD.
In a world where one man has seen every movie, there's one woman who's seen hardly any. Together, this unlikely duo must review all the best films she's never seen. Starring Jack Spade as the hero we didn't ask for, and Leanne Foster as the damsel who doesn't know shit. Huntsville Home Video, now playing.
The following movie is rated R.
Listening to Huntsville Home Video today has a 100% chance of making you a goddamn sexual tyrannosaurus. Welcome to Huntsville Home Video. This is going to be an exciting episode today, my friends, because it's as we've talked about many times in the past, sometimes we show Leanne movies that she has never seen, and it's the writing of a wrong. Mm-hmm. And today is one of those days, because before, like yesterday, Leanne Foster, my friend, my podcast companion,
hey,
my movie illiterate chum.
It's still my favorite term ever.
The sheltered crate baby.
Second favorite.
Has never seen 1987's Predator.
Ugh.
The first Arnold Schwarzenegger movie you saw was goddamn Kindergarten Cop.
And that was all thanks to you. So really, you did that to me.
I know, right? and then, while we were discussing that movie, we put together that you had never seen a Schwarzenegger film other than Kindergarten Cop.
I questioned everything in my life that day.
You did.
And the following day. I was that meme where that guy just stands there. You know,
yep.
And nothing's going on. It's just pure sadness. And I'm like, that's me just mulling over the fact that I had never seen an Arnold movie.
And we shortly thereafter, we corrected that. We got you on Terminator 1 and 2.
Yes.
So now you've seen three. And today you are up to four.
Numero cuatro, baby.
I'm excited to talk about the movie to see what you think about it. I'm also excited to see, you know, this is also one of those movies where I'm sure you're going to be like, oh, this is where that thing came from.
Yep.
Uh-huh. So that's going to happen. Also, we need to touch on briefly, like as we're recording this over just a few days earlier, Arnold Schwarzenegger was actually involved in a car accident.
What?
Did you not hear about this?
I did not hear about this.
Over the weekend in Los Angeles, there was like a 4-car collision. Arnold Schwarzenegger was involved in it. He's fine. He's completely good.
Of course.
But the first thing, like after I read he's fine, I just thought, could you imagine being in a car wreck and the fucking Terminator steps out? Also, if I was Arnold Schwarzenegger and I got in a car wreck and someone, you know, you go to the other person's car, how could you not just look them in the eye and be like, come with me if you want to live? As Arnold, I feel like he needed to do that.
He did need to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would have thought I died and went to heaven.
That's
this is what
I'm
heaven's
saying.
Like.
Yeah. The car crash didn't kill me. The shock of seeing the fucking Predator Slayer step out of that car is what did it to me.
Right. Did he cause the accident?
No.
Of course not.
No.
He might cheat on his wife, but he doesn't start car accidents.
That's right.
He draws the line.
Uh-huh. A responsible driver, not a responsible husband.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Yeah, there is a difference. That is a very true story. But yes, today we will be talking about 1987's Predator. Mm-hmm. We are getting you one step closer into achieving that Arnold Schwarzenegger film education here at Huntsville Home Video.
Aren't I working towards Running Man? Isn't that the movie we're working towards?
That I think every Arnold Schwarzenegger fan should see, know, and love is Last Action Hero.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay. But we had to work our way towards that.
Yes.
Correct?
There are some other movies that we need to see so that, I mean, even though the way you watch stuff is like, I'm just going to jump in the deep end and watch four movies in already. I'll start with number five. But this one, I need to lay down the groundwork for everything.
Okay.
And then we'll watch Last Action Hero.
Plus, I just need to fucking watch Predator, for God's
yes,
sake.
For God's sakes, my God. And you did.
Mm-hmm.
So let's, I hope we keep this Arnold Schwarzenegger track record of awesome movies going. What did you think about Predator?
What do you think I thought about Predator?
You absolutely loved it.
You're damn right I did.
Yeah.
The movie has everything I want and need from a movie.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I feel like this is Arnold probably in his prime.
This is about peak Arnold.
I felt peak. Well, from what I know, this is peak Arnold to me.
Okay. Keep in mind, this came out about 3 years before Terminator 2.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Fucking Ventura. I don't know what it is about that guy, but you put him in that hat and that persona. That's it. That's perfect. Carl fucking Weathers.
Yeah.
It's a jam.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything I wanted and needed, and I'm very sorry that I hadn't seen it. I apologize now to the masses that I haven't seen it, because what a dumb I be.
I love how on this podcast you will apologize for not seeing movies that everyone should have seen,
mm-hmm.
the way that a politician apologizes for like chastising the gay community, then getting caught in a bathroom getting blown by a dude.
I mean, it's really the equivalent.
Yeah. I apologize to my friends and family who I have let down.
I mean, what a faker fakey
yeah.
I am during the day and then not seeing Predator. It's just
ridiculous. For being such a poser.
I hope my family and friends will continue to love and accept me.
I laughed at all the memes that I clearly had no understanding of. But now, through growth and through the Lord Jesus Christ, I have learned to accept Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
pretty
about
much.
It. That's about
Let's
it.
Let's start the rebranding, baby.
Oh, yeah. We start the rebranding. Yes. You get it. You know how our system works.
I know how
works.
That goes. I know how the media works.
Oh,
come on.
Man. Oh, this movie is so good. Like,
it is.
Just so great. And it is a movie that could have been an absolute fucking train wreck.
Mm-hmm.
I am fascinated by all the behind the scenes stories about movies that ended up being great and how they were just a millimeter away from being dog shit.
Right.
And
is this one of them?
That is one of them.
Okay.
Did you know that the iconic creature, the predator, the Yautja, as the
I'm sorry, a what?
That species is called the Yautja.
The Yautja.
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 Yautja. I'm trying to repeat it so I've got it and I can use it. And then it looks like I know what I'm talking about. That's part of the rebranding process.
Yeah, exactly. Yautja. Part of the rebranding. That was later established in, you know, Predator lore as Predator went on to become like a franchise and a comic book series and everything else. But this one, the original creature, mm-hmm. basically just looked like a humanoid praying mantis. And in the suit, not the final suit, in the original suit, a gentleman who you may know named Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. He was originally going to be the Predator. There is footage of this creature. It looks like fucking trash.
Uh-huh. Praying mantises are scary as fuck, though.
Not this one.
Not this one.
And granted, it didn't have detail. It was just basically like a monochromatic suit that they were going to use the camouflage effect for.
Okay.
But it was Jean-Claude Van Damme, and he was, you know, being all acrobatic and running and stuff. But then the suit was super wobbly, so it had like that praying mantis neck, and it just wobbled from side to side.
You
so
can't
it looked,
wobble.
No, you can't.
You can't be a predator and wobble.
You cannot.
Those two
cannot.
Cancel each other
nope.
out.
there is a little bit of footage of that that creature. I mean, that's one instance where I'm like, this could have been horrible.
That would have been terrible.
The physical location where they shot this movie was horrible. Like,
We were in a legitimate jungle.
A lot of it was.
Okay.
A lot of it was a legit jungle where, you know, the final Predator suit ended up weighing like 200 pounds. The dude inside is like 6'2" or 7'2", I'm sorry, and could barely hold the suit up because he would just like get in it and then just start drenching sweat. They actually had bungee cables that were like holding him up.
Jesus.
So he could support himself.
Whoa.
All the actors were having like just horrible times
because
it would get super cold at some point. So like near the end when Arnold's all covered in mud and stuff shooting at night, it's super cold. So he's just like shivering, his body temp's dropping like
They just got them vanity muscles. They don't have that real life, real training muscles, you know, to be out in the jungle.
So another thing that this movie has that you are a big fan of is a lot of testosterone.
I put that in my notes. I can't remember where it's at, but we'll find it. I was like, there's just a lot of testosterone in here.
That's so funny. That is funny. So every actor would basically try to wake up earlier than the other actors to get a workout in before they started filming. So they all had that pump on screen.
Gotta get my pump on.
And then Jesse Ventura would just show up to set and just dump water over himself to make it look like he was like sweating and got a good workout. And they're like, oh my God, he's working out. I need to work out. And then just like start pumping iron right there on the set.
Work smarter, not harder.
That's right. Yeah.
That's amazing.
And of course, you know, we get some stuff in this movie that I'm a big fan of, and that is a little Shane Black dialogue. And Shane Black himself.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, with his Hawkins.
Hawkins, yep.
Yeah, with his little glasses and his big vagine jokes.
There, so eventually, you know, all things come full circle. Shane Black eventually got to write and direct a Predator movie.
Oh.
The last one that came out, which was kind of universally hated. No one really liked it. I thought it was pretty decent. It had some stuff I didn't care for.
How many Predator movies are there?
Oh, my goodness. There's Predator. Oh. There's Predator 2 with Danny Glover. Okay. And this one takes place in like a future Los Angeles.
These are not great sequels, right?
Predator 2 is all right. Okay. I like Predator 2 better than I like most other Predator movies.
Okay.
So we had those two, and then I forget the timeline, but I think we got Alien versus Predator, and then Alien versus Predator 2. Both of those are dog shit.
There's an Alien versus Predator 2? They allowed them to make a second one?
Did you see the first one?
I did.
What the fuck?
We've had this conversation, have we not?
I've maybe tried to block it out.
Probably.
Like trauma victims try to do.
That's most likely what you did. I have seen Alien versus Predator.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, there is a second one. Far worse than the first one.
Oof.
There is also Predators, which was actually...
When you got no other ideas, just add an S.
Yeah, make it plural. That one was actually halfway decent. That one should have featured Arnold again, but it ultimately did not. The Predator, which was the last one that Shane Black did, that was also supposed to feature Arnold, but it did not. I feel
What's
we're
going on?
I don't know. But Jesus. But that's all of them.
Okay.
So yeah, The Predator was the last one. They are in the process of making a new one. I am so on board for this. It is called Prey, and it is a Predator movie that takes place like in old Native American times.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in.
Yep, you in? You on board?
I'm in. I'm on board for Prey.
Yeah.
Ah.
Super excited for that one.
Who's making that one? Do you know? Or does it matter? Is it anybody important?
I think it was. Let me check. Let me Google machine.
Let's hop
this
on
one.
Them Googs and see what we find for Prey. Does it have a date yet? Like, have we?
I want to say it's 2023. So it, either late this year or early next.
Okay.
And it's going to be one of those. It's coming straight to Hulu.
Oh.
Which honestly,
does that make you worry?
No,
okay.
It really doesn't. Simply because they're cranking out some quality shit on streaming platforms.
That's true.
And I think this might be a good test too, because if this does well, then more franchises might do that. Franchises that maybe were big at one point, like the Alien franchise. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a franchise that really kind of ended after the second one.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
But
I didn't care
like,
about the third one.
Yeah. And Alien is getting a TV series on FX.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Dan Trachtenberg is the dude behind
name.
This one. He did 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah. Okay.
So he's on board for that one. But like, I like that they're switching it up. It's like, the Predator movies got more and more into the future, more and more technology. Let's bring it back to the...
Let's strip it down.
Yeah.
I like it.
Throw some tomahawks at these motherfuckers. Yeah.
Fucking yeah on a tomahawk.
All right. You imagine the movie Bone Tomahawk, but with Predators?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's literally what I was just thinking. I think about Bone Tomahawk a lot.
Me too.
Does it not just seep into your brain every now and then?
It sure does.
Okay. All right, good. I'm glad. It's one of those movies. If you've never seen it, check it out.
Yeah, and check out our review of it when we did our Hell Comes to Huntsville horror movie retrospective.
I wonder if Marlon thinks about it too. We need to ask him.
I'll bet he's thinking about it right now. I bet his nose is itching and he's like, oh, Bone Tomahawk. I wonder if Jack and Leanne are talking about Bone Tomahawk.
Remember when they... Yeah, I bet that's exactly what's happening.
We just have a hive mind that we don't even know about.
Right. I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe y'all have hived into my brain, for sure. After that month, absolutely.
We're three separate people, but we're one individual consciousness.
Uh-huh, yeah. Absolutely. I believe that wholeheartedly.
Love it. Well, let's talk about some guns. Let's talk about some testosterone. Let's talk about the fucking Predator.
Woo! We start out in space. As we have a lot of movies, I feel like, on this podcast. I feel like we've started out in space. Because Predator is alien to Earth. Okay? And I mean that with all love and respect because, you know, Demi Lovato says we can't call aliens anymore. Because it's disrespectful.
Oh, sure.
Did you not know that? It's really a derogatory term.
Well, so the alien.
There's a spaceship that it has like a pod that comes out and it goes to Earth. Oh, no, we might have a problem here with this thing that's coming to Earth. So then we cut to a helicopter making its way to like a village, military camp is there. It's like a village. With the team, including Arnold, which can I say the cap, red polo, and the cigar.
It's a good look.
Great trifecta.
Yep.
That's a great fucking look.
That's a solid look.
That's amazing.
And that's usually how Arnie looked in the 80s.
Okay.
Like when he was doing like Planet Hollywood appearances or whatever, he'd just show up. He'd have like a jacket on, red polo, cigar, hat. I was like, dude, that's a good rock that look.
Rock it as much as you can because it's fucking great. And so the whole team is there and they land. We don't really get introduced to anybody other than Arnold, who is Dutch, which is a great fucking name.
Isn't it though?
You just need one good name.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And the general there at the village explains that they have lost a cabinet minister and the chopper that this minister was on. And they possibly traveled on the wrong side of the border, and they are probably in guerrilla hands. So we need to go rescue them. We need to do an extraction.
Uh-huh.
That's what we need to do. And they're bringing in Dutch because Dutch was recommended by Dylan, Carl Weathers,
you son of a bitch.
It's so good. I can hear it. I can hear it in my brain.
I can't tell you how bad I've wanted a friend named Dylan just so I could do that every time he walked in the room. Every time.
Have I ever had a friend named Dylan? No. Dylan's not been a popular name in my life.
Not same.
Damn, where are all the Dylans at?
Hit us up at HSV Home Video on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Dylans. If we got some Dylans listening in Australia, we'd love to hear from you. Just so we go, Dylan, you son of a bitch. And we could smack hands and compare bicep sizes.
Oh my gosh, was that not a great shot?
And there's another of the instances where I'm sure you've seen that meme where it's because they use it a lot. Usually it's the hands holding and it's like some unifying thing.
Yes.
And then both sides of an argument coming together over that thing. And there it came from, Predator.
There's my first meme of the day.
Yep.
So Dylan brought Dutch in, says he's the best, and they immediately air arm wrestle. And CIA got you pushing too many pencils. Do you know how bad I want to say that to someone?
Yeah.
And I hope it's you. Somehow I hope I catch you where I can say,
The thing that I love so much about Arnold's dialogue, especially in this movie, is like a line like that. That seems like something Arnold would just say.
Yeah, I was going to ask if there was a lot of ad-libbing, or at least for that line, because it just seems like something he would pop off with.
He does actually ad-lib one, very famously ad-libs one, coming up in a little bit here. I'll bet you can guess which one it is.
Okay, All right. So then we find out that through some conversation that Dutch and his boys, they're a rescue team. They are not assassins. That's, they didn't take on some kind of job that he and Dylan were talking about, because their assignment, because that's what they are. They're a rescue team, and that's why they're there. And we get the breakdown. This is a one-day operation to get this cabinet minister and bring them back, and Dylan is going to go with them, and then we're out. We get started pretty damn fast. We get the breakdown, and then we go. Long Tall Sally plays.
Hell yeah.
What a great song to be playing out of a jukebox in a fucking helicopter as you're going over the jungle.
You damn right.
I mean, fucking amazing.
Like, A, that song is a banger to begin with.
100.
B, Little Richard is the fucking man.
100.
Final resting place right here in Huntsville, Alabama.
Not far from this radio station.
That's right.
Mm-mm. Have you been to his grave? I want to go and walk to see his grave.
I do want to pay my respects. I haven't done so yet.
Mm-hmm.
We do have one of our restaurants here in town is an awesome Little Richard mural along the back of it, mm-hmm. which looks super cool. But yeah, should pay the respects, because like that man, like, so good.
Tidbit, he was buried at Oakwood College because he studied there to be a minister.
Mm-hmm.
That's the story, so that's where he's buried.
Instead, he like just turned to rock and roll.
Right. Turned to the devil.
Became rock and roll Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Which is kind of better.
Which is totally better. Yeah, love Long Tall Sally. Such mm-hmm. a great jam, and that fits absolutely perfectly for this sequence.
Yes. And so we get introduced to our team on the chopper. Ventura is Blaine.
Mm-hmm.
Another great name.
Yep.
For a badass dude. Fucking Blaine. Fucking Blaine.
Just rock,
I love it.
Just rocking an MTV shirt.
Yeah.
That
snakeskin band that's on his hat uh-huh. with the upturned side. I'm like, yep. Jesus Christ.
Good look.
Just a good look.
Just passing around the chewing tobacco.
Uh-huh. Spitting it willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Asserting dominance.
Yep.
Letting out that dick, being like, bitch, hold up. it's a good time. It's a good time. He's the fucking man, as I put in my notes. Shane Black is Hawkins with his big pussy jokes.
Yeah. Is in there reading some comics.
Yep. We have Billy, who's the tracker. We have Poncho, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. This is the most names I've ever remembered. And then I think that's it. And then Dutch, correct?
Yep. Yeah, that's the crew.
Look at me.
I'm
never good with names. And this one, it's because it's all men.
It's because
it's all testosterone.
It's all just big dudes, just like,
yes.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, they deserve my respect.
Yes. Bravo.
Oh, man.
Bravo, Foster.
So we're going along, and we finally jump into the jungle. We go down into the jungle. You ever been in a jungle before?
No.
Me neither. All right. Moving on.
All right. Okay. No life experiences. On to the next sequence.
Would you ever go into the jungle?
Like a jungle in, say, like Hawaii, like a rainforest, or like a proper...
Like a proper jungle.
No.
I wouldn't either.
No.
No. I don't like bugs.
No, not a fan. This movie, the production of this one, plagued by scorpions and venomous snakes. Like, those started showing up all the time.
God. Where exactly, do you know exactly where they filmed? Like, what country they were in?
Not off the top. I always forget this one.
Okay.
I'm sure I could find it up if I went to Google.
It doesn't
again.
Matter. A jungle's a jungle. I just thought I would ask real quick.
Exactly.
I thought I would give you a chance to show off, but apparently the CIA has you pushing too many pencils.
Oh, that's a callback to 3 minutes ago. Well done. No, I could just, you know, I told you all about fucking Van Damme and a fucking praying mantis monster, but fucking, I don't know, fucking jungle.
But you didn't answer the question.
I guess
I
lost all credibility.
I didn't ask about any of that. I asked about this particular one.
And
now you're Googling. I guilted you into Googling.
Predator.
This is a guilt Google.
It is a guilt Google. In Mexico.
Mexico has jungles?
Yes. The jungles of Mexico.
Oh, shit.
I
guess I should know that.
Yeah, you uncultured swine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to Mexico.
No.
I don't. There's something about going outside of the United States. I'm like, it's iffy.
Yeah.
It's iffy to me. I don't know if I'm going to come back.
Exactly.
Every place is like hostile now to me.
Every place, America.
Even Canada, they have some big thing where they're like, we're going to kill you. Hey, I don't know why I went Irish.
I was going to say, why did you go Irish?
Because I was going to do the A and then I just went Irish. I don't know why.
Hey, welcome to the hostel, hey? Jesus Christ.
My brain got real messed up there on that one.
Hey, you want some Molson, eh?
What?
A Molson?
A Molson? What's a Molson? Canadian, is that a drink?
Canadian lager.
I don't give a fuck about Canadian lager.
Yeah, you don't give a fuck about Canada, clearly.
No, clearly I don't. No. I don't even know how they sound.
Clearly Canadian, you don't give a fuck about either.
No.
No.
Mm-mm. I don't care what that's all about. Anyways, we've landed in the jungle.
The jungles of Mexico.
The jungles of Mexico. And we are going around and our boys find the crashed chopper. The pilots had been shot and the chopper had been stripped. And they sense that something is fishy because one of them says, I think it was Poncho, I'm not exactly sure, but says that the chopper looks like it was a surveillance bird, as they say. So probably something more going on here than what we know. Billy, who's the tracker, also says that what he's able to find is that two men were taken by 12 gorillas. Six men wearing American-issued army boots came in and followed the gorillas. That's what it looks like according to the tracks that were made.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really know what that means yet, but it could be a rebel patrol.
Or this out there.
Huh?
Maybe something else.
Maybe.
Maybe something a little alien.
Perhaps.
That we can't say.
Exactly.
Because it's derogatory.
Mm-hmm. It is derogatory. So now we are following Billy, who is following the trail of the prints that he's found, and he's distracted by something. He hears a sound. He gets up into the trees and he finds three men who are skinned and hanged upside down. Holy shit. What a sight.
They got fucked up.
They got motherfucked up. Holy goodness gracious. That looked legitimate. That looked so real to me. Just a skinned, three skinned human beings hanging upside down in a tree.
That was a good gory bit.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of gore in this movie, but some good, like the bits we get, top shelf.
Looks authentic.
Yeah.
It looks really real. So it looks gnarly. And in a pile of guts from one of the dudes, we find a set of dog tags. And Dutch actually knows the guy. I can't remember what his name was. But he was a Green Beret, and he doesn't know how in the world this guy would be mixed up into this. So what were they doing here? Someone obviously sent these guys, and Billy can't make sense of it. And then there are no tracks after that. It's all gone. It's like the rest of the men just disappeared. So
interesting.
What? So those tracks disappear, but we still have a gorilla trail that we're following. So we follow that trail, and now we start to see through the eyes of something that's not particularly human. We're seeing like some thermal shit, like infrared thermal imaging. Something is following them now.
Which in 1987 was some of the coolest shit ever.
Honestly, it was cool today.
Yeah.
It was cool yesterday to me. Yeah.
Yeah, we see that point of view. We hear a little crackling and said like some weird noises. Those noises, like the noises that the predator made, you know who supplied those noises?
No.
A gentleman by the name of Peter Cullen, a gentleman who also voiced motherfucking Optimus Prime.
Oh, that's amazing.
Uh-huh.
How did he make those noises?
He just does it.
Because I'm going to tell you what, as a 31-year-old woman who lives by herself, I was in my apartment going, couldn't figure it out. Crackle, crackle, crackle. Couldn't figure it out.
That is hilarious because I know for a fact that happened.
You know it's true.
You're just, yep, sitting on your couch, wrapped in your Golden Girls blanket. Like,
nope, that's Chewbacca.
How does he do it?
Oh, what an odd life I live.
That's
some only child shit.
but I mean, on the flip side of that, how does someone like Peter Cullen go, oh, I can make that noise.
Right.
And then just make it.
And that be the noise it is. And it's so scary and menacing.
Yeah.
It's an odd thing. If you were to describe it to someone, you'd be like, well, what the fuck is that? And then you hear it on screen and you're like, oh, shit.
So this is how Peter Cullen came up with it.
Okay.
Because I can't tell you where the fucking movie was filmed, but I'll tell you this little bit. Peter Cullen eventually, they didn't want initially to show him what the creature looked like.
Okay.
But then they did, because he's like, this is going to help me kind of put it together. They did, and he was reminded of one time when he was like at a beach and he saw some sort of crab that ended up on its back and it was like kicking its legs and it made a noise reminiscent to him of what that was.
Oh.
And so he just harnessed that and then was able to create that sound and then turn around and tell fucking the Autobots to transform and roll out.
Yep.
Which is amazing. Peter Cullen, by the way, Canadian.
Hey! Okay, well, I give a fuck about that Canadian.
Yeah, okay, good. Good.
That's amazing. I love that a crab is the inspiration for the Predator.
Right?
That's amazing.
Just like, yeah.
I love artistes and their inspirations.
And that's amazing. Is an artiste.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't be like, I remember a crab that I saw one time that was on its back. And yep, and now I've voiced this 8-foot-tall monster.
The most ridiculous thing ever.
Yeah.
But that's how some people like that are.
Right.
Yeah. Do you remember if you saw a crab on its back and the sound it made? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what I did yesterday.
You watched Predator.
I did watch Predator.
And you made goofy Predator noises.
That's right. That's what I'm trying not to remember.
Hey, so my inspiration behind this was like the shitty Predator noises that Leanne was making. I wanted to make them better.
I wanted to refine them.
Yes, I wanted to refine them.
I wanted to soften their edges and make them more palatable to the human ear.
My predator that I voice was just so triggered from being called an alien that these are the noises that I feel his heart, his hurt soul would
right.
make.
From the depths of his soul. It's not from the voice box. It's from the soul.
It's from, yes. It's from,
it's the, from the despair of knowing that you're different and being judged for the difference.
I saw this crab at the beach one time and
dude, I saw this gnarly crab. He was on his back like screaming for help and shit. And I was like, well, fuck, put that in the memory bank.
And that's the Predator now.
I'm going to make $1 million off that idea.
Yep.
You sound again, like, I still can't do it.
You probably sound like the Predator's nagging wife.
Thank God he was on that hunt trip that week.
Yeah, I'm going hunting again, babe.
I need a break too.
Screeches in Predator.
Screeches in Predator. Shit. Oh, so the Predator. What are we talking about? Yeah, we see the thermal, the infrared vision, right? And whatever it is, it looks like it's on the hunt. And I love the look of it. I love the sound of the heartbeat that you can hear and the different noises. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Top marks for Predator. So our boys then keep following the gorilla trail that's still continuing. And they come upon like a camp, like a military camp. It's not really a village. It's just a camp. And it is filled with gorillas. And they've killed an American hostage.
Uh-oh.
Fuck them.
Yep.
Just like the Canadians. Fuck them.
We're going to war.
So we go in and we get around the tripwire and then we just start taking fuckers out. Arnold gets that truck in there at one point, but they just, I like how the one, no, before they do that, I like how they get that one guy where the one, I can't remember his, Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mac. I forgot Mac. Oh,
yeah.
Oops. He just whistles and it gets the guy's attention and he takes the guy out. And I'm like, that's how I would die. Like, that's how stupid of a way I would die. Like, I'd be on watch and then just get distracted by a whistling man and just bleep, bleep, done. All it would take is a what's that? Gone.
Here, so here lies Leanne Foster, taken out by a whistling man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, something dumb like that. I was like, yeah, that's how I would die. So then Arnold sends in this truck. He lifts the truck off that's running, and he fills it with explosives. And now we get just 80s action and fire and guns and bombs and explosions. And
everything explodes.
Everything explodes. Everything spits out fire. Like, Ventura's got that big-ass gun with the backpack ammo. And
all
just,
painless.
Ooh, shit. And he's just, Jesus Christ. And, like, he says that, like, I ain't got time to bleed, which I've heard. That's another yeah. one I've heard. And we're just killing everybody. We're not worried about asking anybody, hey, what's going on here? We're just going to fucking kill yep. them all.
That's one of my favorite reactions to, you know, Blaine, you're bleeding. I got time to bleed. Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, then.
I'm like, yep, that's...
Well, tell me when you do. I'll
some,
help
that's
you.
That's some dude shit to say right there.
That's some dude shit. And Arnold throws that knife and sticks it into the guy. And he was like, tells that guy to stick around. Was there, that his other ad lib?
That was the ad lib okay. right there. I feel like I know he'd done it before in other movies, but I feel that this one was really like the kind of the catalyst for like snarky one-liner Arnold.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, he did it, and it was like, this was a good reaction.
It was a good one, yeah.
Let's keep going with it.
I like this. I like this.
So after then, as awesome as it was, but after what seems like years of firefight.
Yeah, like most movies nowadays, this is your end of movie third act. Like, not in the 80s, baby.
This was just, oh my gosh, our first introduction to big action.
We're about 15 minutes into this movie. Let's blow some shit up.
Yeah.
And this, again, we've talked about how in, you know, they're shooting on location. It's not green screen. It's not,
right.
you know, whatever. It's not fake. Well, I mean, it's you know, fake guns,
it's
blanks,
controlled.
Whatever. It's controlled. But there, I mean, there are squibs. There are on-set explosions. These things are happening in real world. Like, mm-hmm. if you blow this up, you got to reset it, you know, set the whole thing up again, blow it up again. Like,
right.
all this stuff is, like, happening. And there is something to be said about seeing that happen in an 80s movie versus happening
yes.
in, like, now.
Absolutely.
Where knowing it's all CG explosions.
Mm-hmm. But the timing, I mean, we talk about this all the time, but the timing you have to have and the camera, you have to be in the right spot every single second.
Uh-huh.
It's fascinating. And you feel it somehow every time. Like, you know when it's real.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's fascinating. So we firefight for a while, and then we end up finding a woman who speaks Spanish. And so we take her in as a hostage. And we also find that something big was going to go down here because the cabinet minister was most likely CIA. So there was no cabinet minister. There were also Russian military advisors in this camp. So it looks like Dylan set our team up here.
That
because
son of a bitch.
Dylan got them to do the dirty work. They stopped and Dutch confronts Dylan. And Dylan says, we've stopped a big invasion from happening, but basically made them assassins, which at the beginning, Dutch says we're not assassins, mm-hmm. but they were that day. And Dylan cooked up a story to get them there, used him to get the job done because he's an expendable asset. Oof. Fuck you. Fuck you, man. Fuck
fucking
you, Dylan.
Bureaucrats.
Fuck you, Dylan. And now we've done all this shit, and now the real gorillas are probably on their way. They're not far from the camp. They're going to be making their way. So we got to get the fuck out of here. So we need to get on the move, and we're going to take the chick with us because otherwise she could sell them out. So now we got to get back over the border because we've crossed the border. We've got to get back over the border through the valley, and we would not wish this trip through the valley on a broke dick dog. And I've never heard that before, but I'm keeping it in there.
That's a good one.
I want to keep that one in there.
I feel that that was a Shane Black edition.
You know what? I did too. I do too. I was like, that's a good one.
Because we talked a little bit last week when we were setting this one up, and you know, I'll just tell it real briefly again. Like, Shane Black originally was asked to kind of rewrite the script, punch it up a little bit, didn't want to. Then was asked if he wanted to be in the movie, and was like, yeah, I'll be in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Got him down to the jungle. It's like, hey, now that you're here.
Yeah. They pulled a Dylan.
They pulled a Dylan. Yeah, they Dylan'd
him. They lied
him.
And got him there.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That made that motherfucker a writer, not an actor. So we got to go through the valley. We got to get over the border so then we can get an extraction, because we can't get an extraction where we're at. And then we got to make sure that we have another big vagine joke from Hawkins that Billy actually laughs at this time. And now we're on our way. And we see that the predator sees Billy laughing. And maybe it's possibly learning what it's hearing. I don't know. We'll come back to that later. So, this is where we finally hear the cackle or the growl. Like, we really hear the sounds of the predator. And we see its hand through the infrared vision. So we know it's got, like, a hand with, like, claws on it. Oh, my God.
Looking gnarly.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. So we are traveling through the jungle. I mean, we're traveling through this fucking jungle. It looks miserable. And
homies clearly got some good cardio.
Yes.
Because, I mean, they're big and bulky, but they're getting through. They're hoofing it through this jungle.
They're hoofing it. What was it, Ventura, that says this jungle makes Cambodia look like Kansas? Because it's so terrible. And we keep going until Billy kind of stops and he's spooked by something. And one of them says that Billy has been not acting right all day. And he says that he thinks something is in the trees, but you can't see anything. There's nothing there, but yet he feels as if something's there. An invisible predator, perhaps?
I wonder.
But they don't see anything, so Billy says it must be nothing. And then at this time, that damn bitch makes a run for it, because of course. And I'm like, this is what I said. I'm like, let her get eaten. You're in a group of solid hunks in the jungle. Why are you running, bitch? Right? So Hawkins goes after her, finds her when there's a growl and this distorted thing. It's like invisible, but yet it's distorted. It gets him and it shoots blood everywhere. He done got snatched.
Uh-huh.
Hawkins is out and he gets dragged and gutted. All within a matter of seconds.
R.I.P.
Gnarly as shit. He gone.
And that happened, like you said, just so quickly.
Immediately. You know? You don't even know how to react. And then, boom, it's done.
Exactly.
And over with.
Yeah, you don't. You know, because, like, if you think about it again, 1987, internet isn't a thing. Movie spoilers aren't a thing. You know, now you go see a movie. Like, if you wanted to, you could know every frame of the movie that you're about to see before you see it.
Mm-hmm.
You're walking into a theater open at night. I want to see this new Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. What's all this about? Oh, we got aliens and shit in here? Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is. Whoa, what the fuck just happened to that dude?
Gone.
Yeah.
He's gone.
There's a lot of what the fucks opening night in 1987. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And Anna, was that her name?
Uh-huh.
The Spanish lady? Look at me with the names today.
Just on point.
The Spanish gal says that the jungle came alive and took him. Because, again, it was invisible but kind of wobbly, so you know there's something there. And then Dutch asks the important question of why whatever took him, didn't take his weapon or his radio. And then they realize that it's the same M.O. I wrote his name down here, Jim Hopper, the Green Beret. It's the same M.O. as what happened to the three dudes who were skinned and hanged up in the tree, up in the tree. So now we know that whatever did that to them is now after our team. Oh, shit.
I also enjoy how we've already established, that little piece of dialogue there. It's like, why didn't they take this? Why didn't they take that?
Right.
But the team does make very smart decisions.
They do. They're not dumb. It's very realistic. They obviously have their training.
And
they're just outmatched.
Right.
By this thing that is bigger and stronger and has more technology.
Yeah, the fact that eventually, you know, they're like, oh, this thing might be not of this world or whatever. And then only really Dylan is the one that's like, what? No, it's fucking gorillas. And then he later on, he sees what's what. He's like, oh, shit. Okay, we got something to deal with here. And then he fucking deals with it. And yeah, just very smart decisions, very undumb decisions. Like, there needs to be more of that.
It's what we talked about when we watched Dog Soldiers. Remember, it's what we like well-matched team versus well-matched team. There's no dumb decisions made. It's like skill versus skill. I like that.
Yeah.
I like seeing that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I like this too. So now we got to be on the hunt for whatever is hunting them. And then we get this shot where we hear, the blood dripping start to drip and the camera starts to follow the blood up the tree, which I thought was an awesome shot.
That was a great shot.
And it just goes and you're like, oh shit, when are we getting to it? When are we getting to it? And then we get to Hawkins, who's not skinned, but he's hanging upside down in the tree.
Oof. And I was sitting there thinking, well, that shot was happening. And I thought this several other times before rewatching the movie. I was like, that must have been a pain in the ass to get that shot.
Yeah.
You're CG, in a jungle. You're in a jungle. You're depending on.
You need the drips,
the environment
everything right.
to cooperate with you. It's just like, that was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I bet it was. So we see Hawkins hanging, and then RIP Ventura. Blaine gets hit with like a lightning rod or whatever the fuck it is that just explodes right through his chest. Holy shit, that looked amazing. Just put a hole right in his chest.
Yeah, that goddamn sexual Tyrannosaurus got hit with that comet.
He's gone. Is that what it is? Comet? It's a comet gun?
No.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
No, I'm saying he was like a Tyrannosaurus was a dinosaur.
Oh, shit, I'm an idiot.
That's okay.
Again, for the millionth time. I didn't even get it.
I figured the
dinosaur. I didn't put together the T-Rex and the comet, and I
figured
should've.
The dinosaur super fan, that would have been right up your alley.
Maybe I was looking for asteroid. I don't know.
It probably
was a comet. Yeah. No, I didn't get it.
That's all right. Not everyone's a winner, baby.
Not everyone's a winner. Damn it. Shit. What are we talking about, Predator?
We're talking about about to be one of the greatest just fucking rage moments in cinema.
This was the part that made me angry, though. We just talked about how they make no dumb decisions. But then one of them sees the distorted Predator image, right? So then just starts, I think maybe it was Mac, they start firing into the jungle. And all of them start firing into the jungle just willy-nilly. And it pissed me off because I'm like, can we stop? We have limited ammo. We don't know what we're firing at. I know you want to kill it, but I hate when people just willy-nilly shoot their guns.
But
our boys have more training than that. We're just shooting to shoot.
True. But in this instance, I'm going to forgive it because holy fuck, was it rad.
It was rad. I mean, they just keep firing and yelling and just, it's amazing. Everything is being tagged in this jungle.
Like Mac just picks up old Painless, just starts mowing down trees. Like.
And I love at the end when everybody stops shooting, he's just, you hear this noise and you're like, what is that? And it's him still holding down the trigger and the guns, but there's no ammo. So it's just making this whirring noise. I'm like, oh shit. Because he's definitely spooked by whatever he saw.
Yeah, Mac is the kind of the first and really only to lose his mind a little bit.
Yeah, and he was really close with Blaine.
Yeah.
Like, they were good buddies, you know.
Also, Mac gets some of the best lines in the movie. Like earlier when they're, you know, creeping through the camp or whatever, and Dylan's trying to, like, move around. He's like, you ghosting us, motherfucker?
Yeah!
I don't give a fuck who you are back in the world. I'll bleed you real
and I
slow.
Love that moment too with Dylan where he tells Dylan to turn around and he puts that knife on his shoulder and he's just getting a scorpion like, and it's so calm, like Mac is so calm with it.
Yep.
And Dylan's like, thank you. And you're welcome. Yeah.
Bill Duke, man, that guy's a great actor. I like him.
Very good. So we learned then in all that gunfire after we check it out, we hit nothing. There's nothing there. But Anna finds this bright neon green substance on some leaves. Could it possibly be blood from an alien?
Or did someone crack a glow stick?
Possibly. Tune in to find out. So the boys then decide to set up a perimeter where they're at, and we get a tripwire going, and we're going to stay safe. And I love the whole, like we said, Mac and Blaine were close friends, and I like Mac taking care of Blaine. He's the one who gets him, gets the body covered and kind of stays over his body and salutes and different things like that. Like, it was really good. That was good. They were really good friends. And then we finally see the Predator. He takes off his invisibility cloak and this Predator is bleeding. And we don't see all of him really, but he's having to doctor his own wound. The green is blood. And so he's got like a gun thing that he's got that, you know, he has to put shit on there to try to stop the
bleeding.
Yeah, his own little like out of this world first aid kit. And then whenever he staples his leg back together, and that fucking growl that he lets out, holy shit balls.
Uh-huh. Imagine hearing that in the jungle.
No.
I'm
just going to go ahead and murder myself because yep. I don't want to be killed by whatever that is.
Right.
I don't want to die that death.
I mean, so far, they've been pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Like, you know, not a lot of, oh, shit, this is going to hurt for a while. No, it's going to hurt for a second.
Nope. It's gone. That's true. Meanwhile, our team is trying to get an extraction in that area. They still are not in a good area to get a chopper there. So we still have that going on. And Billy also says that he's afraid and we're all going to die. So that's really positive for the group.
I fucking love that. Like, I like when Poncho is like, you're not afraid of no man. He's like, it ain't no man.
Right. He knows.
Yeah. And then just walks off. He's like, we're all going to die in this jungle.
We're all going to die.
I was like, all right.
I'm like, all right, Billy. All right.
That actor, by the way, kind of an interesting cat.
Okay. Tell me more.
He had to have bodyguards on location while they were filming the movie, but not for people attacking him so that he wouldn't get in fights with anyone else. He was a bit of a rowdy cat.
No shit.
Yep. He was.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he was an interesting dude. Sonny Landham is his name. Yeah. He actually passed away back in like 2017, I think.
I know I've seen him in other things, but I didn't Google him.
He did a lot of stunt work.
Okay.
Stuff like that. The only other really notable movie that I remember him from was 48 Hours with Eddie Murphy and Nick Nolte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was in that.
Well, maybe that's where I saw him from, because I was like, I knew he looked familiar in some way.
Yeah. Just a rowdy fella.
Okay.
He was convicted on federal charges for making threatening and obscene phone calls to his wife at one point. Spent 3 years in prison.
Jesus.
Yeah, just a wild dude.
Well, he's great as Billy.
Uh-huh.
He's great as Billy the Tracker.
And I like actors like him who you don't really see in a lot of other stuff. So it's like, I'll always associate that dude with this role.
Okay, right.
You know, even like later in life when, like, I think he ran for like public office of some sort.
Well, that's adorable.
Isn't it though?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, fuck, I'd vote for it. Like, I would disregard all the fucking charges against him. I was like, he ain't afraid of no man.
No.
And he died in that jungle, but I'm going to vote for him for U.S. Senate.
Right. Yeah, that's how my brain works, too. Uh-huh. I definitely would, too.
Yep. But any actual politician, fuck
them.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just get out of here.
I'm with you.
Yep.
I'm with you. So night falls for our team, and I think Mac has the first watch, and we hear some twigs snapping. Not a good sound. Not a good feeling.
Something's lurking.
And then we have an ambush. And we have a scuffle and we're stabbing this thing that has attacked us. It's a hog. It's good eating. We should put that. I haven't seen anybody eat. We should put that thing on the fire.
Right?
Yeah. We should gut that thing and let's roll. Let's get some bacon up in this mofo.
Let's get some bacon.
Let's get some bacon.
Some jungle bacon.
And then we find that Blaine's body is missing. Something took it right out from underneath them. And then Dutch starts figuring out, well, how in the world? We've got this tripwire. We've got all this blah, blah, blah. And then Dutch figures that whoever took the body is using the trees. They're coming in from above.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And then he questions Senorita Anna about what she saw in the jungle. And she said it was like a chameleon, like it blended in with the jungle. And I can't remember which one of them was. It's like, we're getting attacked by a fucking lizard. Maybe it was Dylan.
That was Dylan.
So Dylan wants to get the fuck out, and he wants to go get to where the chopper can extract them from the jungle. But Dutch wants to stay and kill this motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
He's like, it's on now. If it can bleed, we can kill it.
Such a great line.
If it can bleed, we can kill it.
Bleed, we can kill it.
Yes. Ah. So they start rigging up some booby traps.
Hell yeah.
Some jungle booby traps, because what's a jungle if it doesn't have a booby trap?
I mean,
come on.
It's about time for a montage.
Montage. Here's where I put my note. And we get a major display of muscle and testosterone and ingenuity.
Uh-huh.
Yep, there it was.
And you know, like those egos, like every one of those dudes, just like when they're pulling down the giant trees, it's like, no, I need to really do this. And just like, you see veins just like popping.
I mean,
like, what the fuck?
Pecs a protruding. Like, what the fuck?
You were sitting there earlier trying to make predator noises. I was sitting there later trying to do push-ups. Every time I watch
Predator, how many did you get?
Like six.
Okay.
I was like, man, I should really get in shape. Every time I watch a movie like this, I'm like, I should really, like, this should be the year I should commit. God. Mm-hmm. And then I think about, well, the last time you said this, if you just would have stuck with it, I mean, you'd have a lot less gut going on. You might actually have, like, bicep definition, but I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to go get some cake batter popcorn from the kitchen.
Cake batter popcorn is a thing?
That's what I was munching on last night while I was watching Predator.
Jesus.
Yeah.
How amazing is it?
So good.
Holy shitballs.
Yeah.
Where do you get shit like that?
It was in a gift from over Christmas. Like, Rachel got like an assorted popcorn variety pack, and that was in there.
Damn.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
That's, yeah. So that was my consolation prize for not being yoked.
Yoked?
Yoked. Jacked. Shredded.
I feel like cake batter popcorn has to win every time.
I feel like if Arnold Schwarzenegger and I were to pass away on the same day,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Arnold obviously accomplished way more than I ever will. Probably had a much more fulfilling life.
Sure.
Probably didn't appreciate cake batter popcorn too much, though.
Mm-mm.
So one of us is going to our grave with that appreciation.
With a comfy belly.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yep. A happy belly. So we've rigged all these traps, and we've shown off our muscles, and now we wait. And there's pretty much only one way in to where our guys are at, the way we've rigged everything up. And we watch and we wait. And then now Anna can speak English, which is very convenient for the rest of us now. So now she's decided she will share with the group. And she says that when she was younger, her village found a man who was butchered in pretty much the same way. And I think it was her grandmother who talked about strange things, saying this only happens during the hottest of years. And this year, it grows hot.
Mm-hmm.
So when the weather be hot, we get a predator.
Yeah, predator. The youcha like it warm.
Youcha. The youcha like it warm. And she called it something in Spanish, which means the demon who makes trophies of man. Holy shit.
Ain't that a fucking title?
That is a fucking title and a half. The demon who makes trophies of man.
Yeah. That predator in the jungle is the same one that goes back home, gets bitched at by his nagging wife, and he's like, you know, on other planets, I'm known as the monster that makes trophies out of man. Click, 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 whatever.
Fucking. I'm a demon on Earth! You will have respect when you speak to me! Click, clack, click, clack, click, clack.
Take out the fucking trash. You're the fucking trash.
Yeah.
Hey, you out.
Want me to skin you alive like I did to that Green Beret? Start minding, bitch!
Do you think that there's like a subsection of the Yautja species that like when this predator, like if he would have got back, he would have shown trophies of like all his kills and stuff.
Yeah.
And there would have been like some pussy cuck predator that's like, uh-huh. I don't know why you have to go hunting them. They're defenseless. They're just
it's
trying
not right.
to. Yeah.
You're giving us predators Yautja a bad name.
Got some.
Be kind to all.
We got some like just fucking.
You got
pussy,
some like Demi Lovato Yautja.
Oh God, no! I imagine that species would like just shoot that one.
Yeah.
Just hey, what's that over there?
Look at the flowers.
Yep.
Get that shoulder gun out. Yeah. Fuck them. I love the adventures of the Yautja and their bitch wives. That's so funny to me. That's really good. Did you see one of like a nightgown on and like curlers in those tubes or whatever the fuck that is? And the dreads.
Yeah.
I call them the dreads. Like just fucking putting little baby Yautjas to sleep. You're not a present father. You're too busy skinning up humans.
God. Oh, man, we got like some good meat coming this season. I'm going to put some marinate that in some French onion mix and a little garlic in there.
Put it on the smoker. glad you get time away. When do I ever get time away?
You got like the redneck Yautja that put the skulls on the hood of their cars.
Can you see a Yautja wearing overalls? Like, come on.
Like whatever the Yautja version of a Confederate flag in his backseat.
South Yautja's gonna rise again. Yeehaw! Just firing off shoulder guns willy nilly into the sky. Pew 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 pew.
Oh fuck, that's good. Yep, I want to see that movie.
I do want to see that movie. Can we get that going ASAP? Can we get Shane Black on it? Like, get set at Christmas time. Like, what can we do it in the off season? Like,
please,
come on.
Like, just yes, we need this movie.
Oh shit, man. Okay, so we are nothing's happening. So Dutch starts to move out of hiding and kind of into the open where this entryway is for the predator, this one way in. And shit, right behind him, something gets caught in one of the traps. Like, you don't see anything, and then just something sets the trap off right behind him. That was amazing.
Uh-huh.
That made me yell. I'm like, yeah. Oh, shit! And then as it's in the net hanging, it just starts shooting those flames, right? Or lightning rods or whatever the fuck it is that it shoots. And it falls, and we finally see what the full predator looks like as he's hanging onto that tree. And it's amazing, which I've seen the predator before, obviously, but like to see it in the original movie on the tree was awesome.
Yeah.
To finally get the full reveal was so cool.
Such a great design. Like,
yeah.
Perfect design.
Uh huh. Yeah.
But that helmet looks gangster as fuck.
It's so odd and so scary and like stoic in a way. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, it demands all the respect and fear that it gets.
Yeah. Even in the other Predator movies, like, they always tweaked with the design a little bit, or they changed up the design. Mm-hmm. And like in the Predators movie, they like had a different like level of Predator, like a new evolved type Predator. Mm. And it's like, why do you keep fucking with the look? The look was perfect.
Right. Yeah. I wouldn't think you would have to mess with it.
No.
At all. Well, it's amazing. So we finally see what the Predator looks like, and Dylan, let's see, Mac goes after Predator. He's like, I got you now. And he starts going after Predator. And then Dylan begins to follow after Mac, who is following after Predator. And he tells Dutch to get the rest of his people onto the chopper. That's so we've split ways now.
And then while the Predator was blasting out of the net trap, he sends a log or like a big branch just cascading downward, and it cracks Poncho like,
yes,
right in the chest. So he's all fucked up.
He's all fucked up now. Poncho's all fucked up. And so we've got Dutch, Anna, Poncho, and Billy.
Billy, yep.
Who are going to head towards the chopper or to the extraction point. Okay.
Yep, they're on the run.
So Dylan is after Mac and the Predator, and Dylan hears Mac talk to him saying, I'm over here. And it's like, oh shit, I thought it was going to be the Predator, but it actually was Mac. Uh-huh. But I was like, oh shit, here we go. Cause we know it's going to mimic someone's voice here. Cause it's learning how to mimic. It got me. They got me. I really was fooled on that one. And then we can see the camoed Predator in the trees. And we got a plan to flush him out. One's going to go one way. The other one's going to go the other way. But unfortunately, Mac gets a laser imprint, like a red laser on his arm. Like a triangle looking thing.
It's like three dots.
Like three dots. And we know it's bad. And then it moves from his arm to his head. And his head just fucking explodes. Boom. He gone.
Mm-hmm.
So Mac's gone. Now it's just Dylan and Predator. And Dylan finds Mac and he sees the Predator. And he goes to shoot. But damn it. Predator gets Dylan's shooting arm.
Blows his fucking arm off.
Blows his fucking arm off. Oh, my gosh.
That scene fucked me up the first time I saw it.
How old were you when you saw Predator?
8, 9.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Did you see it in theaters?
No, I didn't see it in theaters. It was HBO. It was one of those HBO free weekends or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it must have been 89,
year or two after.
Mm-hmm. Just remember, like, you know, sitting there watching it with my dad. Mm-hmm. And you know, of course, not a movie that, you know, you're like, your 8-year-old kid, you should probably be like, fuck it, he didn't care.
What is it about parents that didn't shield us from that shit? I remember watching horror movies and shit I shouldn't have been watching at very young ages.
See, my mom was always the one that shielded me from that stuff. Like, she would always, like, especially the horror movies, like the original Halloween.
Yeah.
I got about 20 minutes into that. Like, we saw the sister murder in the beginning and, like, Michael breaking out of Smith's Grove Sanitarium, but him, like, smashing down onto the window of the car, pulling the chick out and then driving off. That was apparently the stopping point.
Oh, come on.
For my mom. But then my dad, it's just like, hey, let's watch this Dirty Harry movie. Here's Clint Eastwood just blowing dudes away left and right. Hyper violent, you know, Predator, hyper violent.
Uh-huh.
Dude just got his arm blown off by this fucking alien. My dad's just like, yeah, it was pretty good. Pretty good, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I know the whole point of this podcast is I haven't seen a lot of movies, but I have seen movies like what you're talking about, like horror movies and Dirty Harry movies and all that shit. No, but I mean, I watched them all, you know, never another thought given by my mom or my granddad. Those are who I watch movies with. Nobody thought anything about it.
I was really shitty as a kid. Like, I had a lot of aggressive tendencies and like I got into trouble a lot.
Right.
And so it was my mom's decision. She was like, well, no more violent movies. That's what's causing this.
No.
And then they took those away and I was still like that. And they're like, oh, well, it's not the movies.
Oh, it's video games.
Oh, that wasn't even a thing. That wasn't even an argument yet.
Right.
But I was just like, hey, dad, I was still an asshole at school this week and I didn't watch RoboCop. So can I watch RoboCop? Because clearly that didn't do it. If I can go watch RoboCop.
Go watch RoboCop.
Yeah.
Damn it. I was never a violent, aggressive kid, I don't think. That I know of.
That you know? Like, not even when you were, like, back in the woods with your Furby, just, like, digging up dinosaur bones? You didn't kill some stray animal? Just, like...
I did not. No, I did not kill any stray animals. Nope. I was always pretty good. And I've watched violent movies and video games and violent music, so they say.
You ever choked the life out of a stray cat just to see if you feel anything?
No, I have not.
Me neither.
I don't even want to get this joke started.
Me neither.
Jack, if you have hurt a stray animal, I don't want to know about it. I don't want to know about it. I can't know about it this late in the game.
I will say that I have not.
Okay.
But remember this conversation for later.
Okay.
Okay.
I one time accidentally knocked out baby birds out of a tree. Did I ever tell you this story?
No.
Okay. As an only child, I just wanted to be friends with everything, okay? I wanted to play with anything and everything, and I found these baby birds, and I just wanted to play with them and nurture them and be their mom. Unfortunately, I accidentally got them out of the tree, and the mother abandoned them, and it was a whole mess. And I felt really bad about it. I did not do it out of meanness, okay? Fast forward to years later, I am probably an adult, and my mother, somehow we got on the subject. Okay. My mom was very mad at me when this happened. Understandably.
Sure.
And then years later, as an adult, my mom, we get on the subject and she goes, you know, I worried about you for a while. And I said, what? Because I was upset. She goes, no. She goes, I worried about you because that's how it starts. And I went, did you think I intentionally hurt these baby birds and I was going to be a serial killer? She was like, well, I didn't know. So my mom, and for some period of time in my life, thought that I was going to be a total nutcase because I had accidentally hurt some baby birds.
What was the timeline between when that happened and when that conversation came up?
It was a long time.
Like 15 years,
at
20
least,
years?
At least.
That's
at
awesome.
Least. It's amazing. No, I mean, I truly did not mean to hurt the baby birds.
She might still be terrified of you.
Maybe.
She somewhere in her house, she probably has like clippings of every time something happened to some random stray animal. Just like trying to put like the dates together with like what you were doing.
Right. Where was she? It's like pins with string tied to them, like going around. And I feel so, I did not mean to hurt those baby birds. I just want to be like, oh, baby birds. I want baby birds. I want to be friends of nature. I'm Pocahontas, bitch. Like, that's who I was as a child, running around in the backyard. And then I found out that forever, however long it was, my mother needed to keep an eye on me because she thought, oh, shit, she's hurt some baby birds.
That is spectacular.
Is that not terrible? It's so terrible.
That is too funny.
Oh, God.
That is legit.
And
fun.
I think about that randomly. Like I'll just be like, my mother thought I was going to be a nutcase, a killer.
I mean, the jury's still out.
Fucked up. Oh, come on. Don't do that to me. You know I love animals. Maybe a little too much.
I mean, most animals.
Most animals, not birds, though.
The birds aren't real.
Birds aren't real animals. Fuck them. They don't have souls.
Yeah, if it's not a parrot or something that can talk,
right?
It ain't a real bird.
Nah, it ain't a real bird. Nah. Fuck them. But no, that happened to me in my life.
Interesting.
Yep. What a mess.
So good.
I'm not an animal murderer, by the way. Just want everybody to know. So, let's see. Where are we at? Dylan gets his arm shot off. That's what happens. How did we get diverted to the store we got diverted to? I don't even remember now. And then he gets the rest of him.
Uh-huh. Predator just comes running at him full clip.
Damn it.
Got his Wolverine blades out.
Gone. He's a bad motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
This Yautja is a bad mofo. Mm. Is there only one of them?
No.
Were there two? Were there, well, there
there's
were
only
multiple.
One. There's only one in this movie.
There's only one in this movie. Okay. All right. So we hear Dylan die. Like, we hear him yell when he dies as Billy and Dutch and Poncho and Anna are going, like, they're crossing like a big log or something, aren't they, to go over to get where they need to go. And Billy, okay, I didn't know. Did he sacrifice himself to give time, or was he was just like, we're all going to die anyway? He just found it inevitable because he throws down his gun. He gets his knife out.
The way I always interpret it. Like, he's just like, okay, like, this thing is right on us.
Right.
I'm going to fuck it. Time to make a stand.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, his stand doesn't last very long because he does not last long against Predator. Just takes him out. There's no like big, oh, why are you doing this? It's just, we gone. So he dies fast, and then Predator catches up to Dutch and the gal and Pacho and shoots Dutch. Oh, shit. He's not badly wounded, but we've shot Dutch. Dutch is
blasts
dead.
Blasts Poncho in the side of the head first.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Gets Poncho. Dutch gets it, and then...
And then Anna goes for the gun, and Dutch, like, swats it away. He's like, no, like, you're not armed. It's not sport, whatever. And then he just starts blasting him with this fucking thing. And then, gets blasted in the shoulder.
That's right. Because the thing is, it didn't kill Anna earlier in the woods or in the jungle because she was not armed. So it's not sport.
Yep.
It's not, you know, it's not worth my time. You're not a trophy to me, essentially. So, yes. Then Dutch starts shooting. Then he gets tagged in the shoulder. And then I finally heard it in its original form. Gun to the chopper! A phrase I have heard people say, and I finally watched the movie in which the phrase was said.
Uh-huh.
Round of applause.
How in the blue hell? I mean, that ingrained itself into your brain, just like through pop culture osmosis, and you'd never seen the movie.
And I didn't know I was being such a big poser and had never seen the movie, but I hadn't seen the movie, but I knew the line. So anyways, I finally heard it, and it's so exciting to hear it in its original form.
Now, did you know this is where it came from? Oh, you didn't?
No. And this was the same. There's one from Terminator 2, that whichever one it was. I didn't know it was in that movie or whatever, you know. So it was, I didn't know what to expect it in this film. So that was a good little surprise. So luckily, Dutch is able to get up and he runs off, and the Predator is after him. And then, of course, as what happens in any jungle, we run off of a cliff.
Yeah.
I feel like anytime we are in the woods or in the jungle, we run off of a cliff we didn't know was there.
That does have to happen.
It has to happen. And it's a long fall into the water. So he falls into the water, and another amazing shot. So he's swimming and he finally gets on the bank and he's laying there, and then something just splashes in the water. It's invisible. You don't see the thing falling, but it just hits the water. And then you see it swim in the water towards the shore. Amazingly done.
That was a dope shot, wasn't it?
Yes. And then we see this big ass tall predator just get out of the water, and it's going in and out of invisibility because it's got like a keypad on its arm or whatever, and it's gotten damaged. His armor's gotten damaged. So he turns that off, and you can see the whole fucking predator. Amazing. And it's looking around, but it cannot see Dutch because Dutch is covered in the mud. So the thermal, you can't see the thermals.
Mm-hmm.
The
so thermals. Now he's got his own camouflage.
Now we got camo versus camo. So the Predator rolls on, and Dutch sets up a plan to kill Predator. We're getting knives. We're getting spikes and shit. We make our own bow and arrows. Wouldn't you love to be able to do that?
Sure would.
Wouldn't you love to just be able to make a weapon?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Other than just like grab a pencil and start stabbing.
True. You know.
This is also another, version of this whole montage. Arnold just flexing.
Yes.
Takes making that bow where he's just like taking all the tree branches up on his shoulders, just like stretching them down. It's like, motherfucker, we know what you're doing.
It's like, we get it.
Yeah.
We get it. But I like looking at it. It's fine.
I was up to Reese's Pieces at this point in the movie. I ran out of cake batter popcorn.
Oh,
I was like, oh, I got some Reese's Pieces left. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Love a good Reese's Pieces.
Uh-huh.
God, it's so great. Yeah. I think of E.T. every time.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So funny you said that. One of the first things that was ever said about Predator while it was in the developmental stage, while it was starting to get written, Rocky movies were super big at this time, and Rocky movies just kept going and going and going. And someone said, well, Rocky has never fought E.T., and that was kind of the inception for, what if fucking Arnold fights E.T.?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if this movie was just E.T.? Oh, my gosh. Can we please replace Predator with E.T. and see what that would just look like? Can you see E.T. coming out of that water?
So funny you say that. E.T. was originally going to have a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
That was going to be a lot darker, like the ETs, the extraterrestrials are like, some of them are kind of bad.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the one I'd watch.
100%.
Yeah.
I feel like we've all grown up. We can handle bad ET.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I see. I think I will say that if the ET sequel came out in, like the 80s or whatever, mm-hmm. 5 years after E.T. came out, let's say, I think we could have handled that. I think we have regressed to the point where it's like, no, I can't have a bad E.T. Like, E.T. was a part of my childhood, and he was good, pure, and wholesome. I can't deal with a bad E.T. It's just, and you can't call him an alien either.
That voice that you just did is the most awful thing I have ever heard in my life. It's so accurate.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's why I hate it so bad.
Yep.
You did it too well.
I know, right?
That sounds like somebody we probably have heard.
Know your enemy.
You're mimicking like the predator.
Exactly. I'm just waiting for him in the trees just to pick him off. We got to strengthen the bloodline again. God. That's right. Bunch of safe space motherfuckers.
Am I safe space? So we get the montage of Arnold's muscles and all that shit. And meanwhile, the Predator's out there getting ready in his own way. He's just ripping the spines out of shit.
Yeah, just cleaning up his trophies.
Rips that whole spine and skull out just in one thing. It's amazing.
So there is now a Predator video game where you get to be the Predator. And four other people get to be the military, like the commandos or whatever. Uh-huh. And so they're going through the jungle trying to complete a mission. You're in the jungle hunting them. And you can, like, once you kill one of them, you rip out their spine.
That is amazing.
Yeah, and you can set traps so you can try to, like, separate them. And it's actually pretty fun.
That would be badass. Uh-huh.
You get all your camo. And then as you level up, you can get better camo, better weapons.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, that's cool.
It's a fun game.
Mm-hmm, I bet. So then Dutch gets his mutt on. Gets his mutt on and lights a torch, and he lets out the most guttural fucking yell ever heard in a jungle.
Uh-huh.
Was that really his yell, or we doctored that up a bit?
God, you know, I don't know.
We had to doctor that up a tad.
I don't know, and I don't know if I ever want to look, because I just like to think that that came out of Arnold.
Okay, me too. I like to think that it came out of him as well.
Because you got to figure, like, while they were shooting, if the conditions were really that shitty and he was that miserable, I could see that being legit.
He bottled all that up for that moment.
That's method acting.
Uh-huh.
That's what that is.
It's a sore throat for a week.
Uh-huh. That's like, no, John, you're not getting two more takes out of me. That was it.
Mm-hmm. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Put a little bit of reverb on it and call it a day.
Yep. So good. The Predator's just sitting in the jungle like, whoa, what the fuck was that?
Jesus.
I'm about to get my ass kicked.
Oh, fuck, man. So we get this guttural fucking yell, and he lights a fire, and he gets in the trees, and we wait. And Predator doesn't come in the way the Dutch thinks Predator is going to come in. He comes right down the tree behind Dutch.
Uh-huh.
And the shots in this movie are amazing. So good, because Predator can't see him because he's got the mud on. So he doesn't think anything's there, and he comes right down that tree, and Dutch has to hold it together.
Yeah.
Holy shit, it was so intense.
You see him like just literally sitting there hugging the tree, and you see the pupil of his eye, and then you pull back a little bit and you see that kind of reflective shimmer from the Predator's armor just going next to him.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh shit. And just the Arnold's pupil just bulges out. He's like, oh fuck. Here we go.
Yeah. So good. So Predator goes down and towards the fire, because that's what it sees, the thermal reading, right? So Arnold then, like, bow and arrows, right, a bomb at him that he made. And it kind of hits in front of Predator. And then Predator has that little gun that pops out of his shoulder, which is fucking fantastic. And it starts to shoot. And it starts shooting up the trees. So now we have another shot of just shooting up trees. But Dutch keeps his cool, but he's hurt. And now Predator's little command panel is malfunctioning on his arm.
I also like how, if you noticed, wherever the Predator was looking, the gun followed.
Yes, yes.
That was such a nice touch.
It was so good. So good. So I like when Dutch has to get underneath the log to hide while the Predator's walking on top. That was pretty awesome.
Like a phenomenal cat and mouse sequence here.
Yes. Yeah.
Like it wasn't just like, let's just fight. They get to that later, but we get like a good solid 5 minute, just tense
It's super tense. Uh-huh. It's super tense because it's like, is the mud going to wear off? Do we actually, is he going to hear him? Like, what's going to happen? You know, because it can hear and it can see thermals. And it's like, holy shit.
Uh-huh.
So now Dutch throws, he's trying to figure out where Predator is. So he throws a rock to see how the Predator will react. So then we find out where Predator is because of where the gun, the bullets come from, yep. or the shots come from, right? So Dutch chucks a spear and it gets Predator, and there's this trail of green blood. So we've injured him again. I mean, we are just going tit for tat. And let's see, Predator gets behind him, but sets off a bomb to escape once again. I can't really remember exactly what happened. And then Predator, Predator gets him as he swims out of the water. That's a Dutch as he swims out of the water.
Yep, yeah. Dutch tries to swing out of the way, ends up, the branch breaks. He ends up in the water.
That's right.
All the mud washes off.
Yes, that's right. The mud washes off, and then we get him pinned. Yep. He like puts those spikes down by the sides of his head, and gets him pinned up and holds him up against the bank, and then drops him.
Yeah, before that, though, he's, like, holding him up, and then the camera, like, pans down, and you see the Predator's feet, and then you see Arnold's feet lifted, like, 2 feet off the ground.
Yes.
Give you a little bit of a size difference between these two fellas.
Exactly. So he takes a look at him, and then he drops him. And then the Predator takes off his mask and his weapons. We're going to fight mano a mano. And what an ugly motherfucker. Holy shit. These fucking, them lips, man. Them spiky.
The mandibles.
Well, whatever the fuck they are. So fucking gross and cool at the same time.
That that idea kind of came from James Cameron.
Really?
Yeah, when they eventually went to Stan Winston to completely redesign the Predator, Arnold said, you know, hey, Stan Winston's the guy. Like, everyone knew Stan Winston was a guy. But it also added, like, double the budget to the creature effects.
Okay.
But, I mean, you pay for what you get, and you got good. You got great. You know, you got the best. James Cameron, of course, had a great relationship with Stan Winston. You know, Arnold was, like, tight with all these people, so, like, everyone's talking. And James Cameron said, like, well, eventually, when you take the creature's mask off, I've always like wanted to see a creature with just wild mandibles, and that kind of got
there
sketched up. Yeah, I vividly remember watching this movie for the first time and seeing him because, like, I think that helmet is one of the coolest helmet designs of all time. Yeah. I think it's fucking great. And then when he takes it off, and you see that face for the first time, I was in pure what the fuck mode. Like, I had never seen anything like that before in my life.
It could have gotten ruined because you like the look already, and what's underneath it could have been like, why the fuck did we need to do that? Uh-huh. But it pays off. It's like, holy shit.
Well, yeah, not only did you make it look, you know, you took an already awesome look.
Right.
And then you just enhanced it.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
All right. Well done, Stan Winston.
Yes. Yes. You got a double whammy.
Yeah.
That could have gone wrong.
Very wrong.
Yeah.
As it almost did.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I should see if I can pull up an image of
this. I put in my notes that when you see its face underneath the mask, it's like when Alien shoots out that second mouth. And you're like, holy fucking shit. Who thought it could get crazier than what we're already looking at? Like, that's what it was like for me.
All right.
You know what I mean?
You ready for the original Predator design?
The praying mantis design? Oh, God. What is that, Jar Jar Binks?
Yeah. It's a
that's terrible.
It's a fucked up Jar Jar Binks. That's exactly
terrible.
What it is.
Thank God we didn't do that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Uh-huh.
God. Crisis averted on that one. That would have changed the whole movie. You could have had everything the same, and Predator would have looked like that. It would have been the dumbest shit ever.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
And, I mean, you only get about 8 minutes of screen time for the Predator in this movie, but all 8 minutes are fucking boss. Even in the later movies when it's like, okay, now we've seen him, you know, some of the mystique is gone, now we need more of him. Still cool. Because, it's a great fucking design.
Right.
But if we had five movies of that design, nah.
We wouldn't have had five movies of that design. Nah. So, anyways, we're going to fight because it's like it's worthy predator versus worthy predator, right? So we're going to fight each other. And Dutch is not doing so well in the fight to begin with.
No. I think Dutch might be outmanned a little bit.
He's outmatched. Mm-hmm. He's outmanned.
Definitely doesn't have the reach.
No.
Might not even have the strength.
No. And I like during this fight, we cut back and forth between like what's happening and the predator's vision. So you see what he sees. I thought that was really cool how we did that. And then it's like, what's going to win this fight? It's not going to be brawn. It's going to have to be brains, right?
We do also get one while this fist fight is happening. Mm-hmm. We go, we basically go like shot for shot, like predator hits Dutch, yeah. Dutch hits predator. We get this great one where Dutch just winds back, clocks the predator. Predator, like, turns his head, but then like turns it back to the camera just to give him a really bitch kind of look. And one mandible is just like, does the little like impatient click, 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 click. Like, really?
I missed it.
Really?
I missed that part.
It was basically done again by the velociraptors in Jurassic Park where they're stalking the kids through the kitchen and the one is just tapping his toe.
Yeah.
That's basically what the predator did with his one mandible up top.
I missed that. I'm going to have to watch that back again because I missed the mandible doing that.
Yeah, just how like funny. Just gives him the look like, click, click, really? Mm-hmm. Really? And then just beats the shit out of him.
Beats the shit out of him. So Dutch decides he's going to lead Predator to the spiky booby trap that he had set up, right? But Predator is too smart for the shit. Even though Dutch is like, come on, fucking kill
do
me.
It. I'm right here, kill me.
I'm right here,
come
kill
on, do
me.
It.
He sees what's up. He sees the deal, right? So he goes around. But unfortunately, when he goes around, he doesn't see the big weight that he's standing under, the weight for the actual booby trap, right? So he unfortunately stands underneath it, and Dutch crushes the Predator. Squat, splat, but Predator is still alive and he's spitting up that green blood, which looked amazing.
And we did have that one moment too where it's like we're like, okay, he's Arnold wins for like 10 seconds, but then the weight starts moving up a little bit. Uh-huh. You're like, oh god.
But he's hurt. He's hurt underneath the weight and he's spitting up the green blood. And is this where Arnold like, what the hell are you?
Yeah.
And the Predator starts typing into his keypad that he's got on his arm.
He also, before he does that, Arnold says, what the hell are you? Predator like mimics that back and says, what the hell are you? And it's like, I always thought that was like a great, like, the Predators had clearly never seen like a fucking human did this shit.
Right.
Like he's just like, what the fuck are you, man?
Right. So he types into his keypad and then he starts laughing maniacally, like some like Vincent Price shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, where the fuck did he mimic that from?
It's like he ain't got a mustache, but he's twirling it.
He's twirling it. He's twirling that son of a bitch. He's rubbing that mandible. Just like, ah. And we realize that it's a bomb. It's like a self-destructive whatever. And it's a big fucking bomb.
It's like the Yautja version of seppuku. Like when a samurai kills himself when they've been dishonored.
Oh, that's what that's called? What?
Seppuku.
Seppuku?
Yeah.
Okay. Never knew that. Now I got it.
There you go.
Okay. Got it. And it's a bomb. It's a fucking big bomb. It goes off. And luckily, the rescue helicopter sees it and comes to the explosion. And Dutch is alive. And he's alive as the bugle plays. And the chopper lands, and he gets picked up, and that is the end of Predator.
He got to the chopper!
He got to the chopper!
The helicopter pilot, Kevin Peter Hall, who played the Predator.
Oh! That is awesome!
So they felt the least they could do after having him in this 200-pound suit in the jungle for 6 months.
Give him a human role.
Give him a little cameo as a helicopter pilot.
That is amazing.
Yep.
And that is the movie.
And that is the movie. That is Predator.
Oh, it's so good.
You've seen it.
I've seen it now twice.
So happy for you.
I'm happy for myself.
As well you should be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good fucking movie.
Where would you rate it? Where would you put it?
I'm giving it 4.75 because I enjoyed the fuck out of it.
Yeah, that's a 4.75 movie right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will say the, like I said, Predator 2, good, but different.
Okay.
You know, completely different. Like Arnold isn't in that one. Mm-hmm. They do expand upon the lore a little bit. Danny Glover is an interesting choice for the lead, but they make it work.
Okay. Is this the one you said was futuristic LA or what?
By futuristic, I mean like the movie came out, I think, in 94 or something, 95. And this is like early 2000s LA.
Okay.
So it's not like futuristic flying cars and shit, but like in the future.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good. I liked that one. Alien Predator movies didn't care for. Predators was okay.
Okay.
And then The Predator was
Shane
also
Black.
Yep. Okay. Was also okay.
Okay.
Could have been a little bit better. But that movie was also hindered by a lot of things. There was like a lot of cuts that the studio inflicted on that movie. Mm-hmm. There was some other behind the scenes drama that affected that movie. They took it in a weird place, but it was still okay.
Okay.
If you need more, though, there are also like a bajillion Predator comic books. There's a the Alien versus Predator book series is great. Like,
okay,
I wish they would have done more of that in the movie, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something to think about. 20th Century Fox, which owns Predator, which owns Alien,
mm-hmm.
is now owned by Disney, which also owns Marvel.
Oh, fucking shit.
Predator, the Yautja, are about to be introduced into the Marvel comic books.
Get out!
We might very well, in the future,
what?
We might have a Predator in the MCU.
Dude, that is the most mind-blowing thing I think you've ever told me in my life.
Would that not be the fucking jam?
That is a jam and a half.
Uh-huh.
What?
Yep.
Dude, comics are so fucking weird.
I know.
It's so fucking weird, dude.
Well, and there's so many different comic books out there, too, because, you know, one company called Dark Horse Comics, they owned Predator for the longest time, mm-hmm. and then it went back to another publisher. At one point, there was a Predator versus Archie comic.
Versus
like
who?
Archie, like Archie and Jughead.
Who's Archie and Jughead?
You don't know Archie and Jughead?
Do I not know Archie and Jughead?
Like the old-timey fucking Archie and Jughead comics?
Hold on. I don't know.
Betty and Veronica?
And who? Jughead? Oh! Okay.
Like Archie versus Predator.
No.
Wow. Okay.
What are we doing?
We got you a little bit more out of your pop culture sarcophagus.
Sarcophagus is
and,
a great
and
word.
Then we just stuffed you right back in.
I mean, something about that dude looks familiar. I don't know. No.
All right. That's fair.
I've never had a comic book.
I understand that.
Were they in the papers?
They were like, it's old-timey, like the Riverdale.
Well, I know all those.
Yeah,
I know those.
That's Archie and
Okay.
Calm down.
Hold on.
Well, join us on Thursday when we fire up the first episode of our Archie podcast. I'm going to school you up on Mr. Weatherby and fucking Betty and Veronica, that weird love triangle that...
shit.
Whew.
That's too funny. Okay, now I got it.
Okay, all right. We're good.
I was not familiar with it at the first
But
hearing.
Yes, there is a lot of Predator stuff out there. Mm-hmm. Some of it not bad. Some of it downright shit. But like I said, there's more coming. More that could be really, really good. I am super excited for that Prey movie.
Okay, me too.
Coming to Hulu.
We'll go see it. Can we go see it?
I mean, it's coming to Hulu, so we can.
Oh, that's
just,
right. Okay.
You can just like come over. I'll get
can
some
cake
batter.
Can I come to the theater room?
Yeah. I'll get some cake batter popcorn.
I'll bring Reese's Pieces.
Boom.
Holy shit. We're going to have a friend fun day. Maybe Rachel will bake us something.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
She does like to bake the good treats.
She do.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Love it.
Man, I'm so happy you've seen Predator.
It's been a good day. It's been a good week.
It has been a good week. We should think about what we're going to watch next week. I've put a little bit of thought into this. I'll see if you agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
We've spent a lot of time these last couple weeks in like the 80s and 90s.
We have.
Maybe want to bring something up more present day.
Yes.
I'm going to suggest a movie that I didn't see it in theaters. I ended up seeing it on HBO when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a movie that I went into with zero expectations, thinking it was going to be like, this is going to be dumb. And I watched it and I was very pleasantly surprised with it.
Okay.
I was happy with it. And then I was happy with it because it was like a decent movie. And then it did a thing that movies do that earns bonus points with me. We'll talk about that next week. If you haven't seen this movie, if you want to watch this movie, it's a movie called Ready or Not.
Never heard of it. No, not that I can place.
Okay.
It's like Archie and Jughead for me. Yeah, I can't place it.
Well, it is an Archie and Jughead movie. So, yeah.
Perfect. Ready or Not, here's your knowledge on Archie and Jughead.
Right. Samara Weaving is the female lead in this.
Never heard of her. Also, Samara, why would you name your child Samara after the ring?
Right.
Don't do that.
She is kind of like white trash Margot Robbie.
Okay.
In fact, when these trailers first came out, I'm like, man, Margot Robbie looks a little rough. Turns out not Margot Robbie, just another blonde, blue-eyed Australian.
Okay.
That kind of looks like Margot Robbie.
All right.
Yeah, Ready or Not, I thought it was a very decent flick. We'll watch it next week. We'll see what you think.
I'll be the judge of that.
You will be the judge, buddy. As we've said many times, no one cares about what I think. It's your journey.
Mm.
Yep.
I don't know.
Okay. So until then, if you want to follow along, if you want to hit us up on any of our social media platforms, if you want to maybe weigh in with some of your thoughts on Predator or any other movie that we've reviewed, that we've introduced Leanne to over these last 85 episodes, I believe we're up to now.
85? Wow.
Hit us up on them social media platforms, the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram, the TikTok.
At HSV Home Video.
Also give a follow to our show sponsor, Underboss Photography, _photography. Michael was just at area called Low Mill over here in Huntsville.
He was on the hunt for rose petals.
Yeah. and he actually showed me the fruits of that labor. And it was great.
Ooh, you got a sneaky peek.
I did get a sneak peek. Yeah. I'll let you in on the sneak peek.
Thank you. Nice to be included.
So check that out. That's what he came up with.
Whoa. Yeah. Look at that.
And if you want to see what we're talking about, follow _photography. See what Michael's got going on.
Okay,
got
nice
prints available. If you like what he's got mm-hmm. going on, you can order one of those prints, hang it up in your home, just like Leanne has done, just like I have done.
Yep.
We got some of his fine art hanging up
fine
in our
artistry.
That's right. Hanging up in our homes. You could too. And until next week, my friend, when we talk about Ready or Not, be kind and rewind. Has nothing to do with Predator, but rest in peace, Meatloaf.
Yeah.
In death, a member of Project Mayhem has a name. His name was Robert Paulson.
Okay.
The Fight Club reference.
Got it.
Dummy.